Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of February. He's all by his lonesome today. Councilman Gene Wayden is the guy in charge. How you doing, Gene?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, last night, meeting number 2 for the council last night. Correct. Agenda's not too bad from last night.
No.
Let's get to what happened last night. Anything? First, announcements, recognitions.
There was nothing, Rich, on that.
Public hearings, the adoption of the 26 through 2036 comprehensive plan for the city.
Well, basically, Craig Bennett and Jason Combs from Miller & Associates from Kearney were there to present the comprehensive plan. Exactly is for 2025, 2035. It's a 10-year plan. It basically outlines, Rich, our community's vision for future growth, development, and land use. It's a roadmap. Where do we want to put infrastructure? Where do we want to develop? One thing I'll give you just briefly, let's say there are several areas in town that we might want to annex. Well, right now in McCook, where are we growing? We're growing to the northwest, right? This part of town right now, here on Highway 83, with the sports complex, et cetera. So that's what this comprehensive plan does. It's a roadmap of where the city wants to go. So last night, Craig and Jason presented it to us, and then later on, we adopted a resolution adopting it. So it's our plan for the next 10 years from 2025 to 2035. On where the city of McCook is going to go.
And we hope it just keeps going up and up and up and up, and lots of big plans.
We do. There's a lot of excitement going on between the complex and the industrial park and what's going on Highway 83. Yeah, there's a lot of growth and potential we see for McCook to grow.
Move on to consent agenda. A couple of things you want to discuss, don't you?
Right. Okay. First of all, we awarded a bid for a new transfer trailer. As you know, we have to haul our trash from the city of McCook up to J-Bar J, which is in Perkins County, located between Grant and Ogallala. And so we okayed the purchase of one new trailer that will be put in service. The other thing is we approved the request for a proposal for a fixed-based operating services at the airport. The last fixed-based operator went bankrupt, and so we haven't had one for a while. And so we now are opening up bids for a fixed-based operator. That would be like the spray planes. So we're opening it up for bids, and hopefully – by early spring, we'll have somebody that will come in and we'll take over. The other thing I want to say right now is, the EDC has purchased the hangars at the airport and basically are managing the airport, and they've hired Chance Evans as the new airport manager. And I just want to congratulate Chance on getting the job. I know he's going to do a great job. He's had experience. He worked for a number of years under Griff and has experience of – then he's also mechanical – aspects. So I just want to congratulate Chance on being selected as the airport manager. I'm sure he'll do a great job.
That fixed base operator services, anybody local do that, or are you just pretty much everybody out of town, you think?
Well, basically, it's companies that come in and do okay. The spray plane. You know, I think Frenchman Valley does, but there's like the last one, spray plane. So we open it up, and so we'll accept proposals, bids to become the fixed based operator at the airport then. The next thing I want to say is, the North Point, which is north of the fairgrounds, phase 3, which would be T Street. We're looking at paving T Street, so we're looking at putting in the infrastructure, the water and sewer, and doing that and opening up that one. So that's the next phase of the North Point. We've done 3 phases, so this is the 3rd phase. And the last thing I want to talk about is the last item on the consent agenda, Rich, is that in order for us to have commercial air service, we have to have a pumper truck that can go to the airport and can spray foam on a plane if it happens to crash. And right now, we have a 1996 vehicle, but it's reached its end of its life. And so the council last night approved sending the truck to South Carolina. It'll be completely refurbished. and then brought back to McCook in about 10 months to a year. So we'll have that. In the meantime, the company in South Carolina will bring out a brand new truck. We'll use it for the year while they're taking the old truck and refurbishing it. So that's what we did last night. So those were basically the major things that I wanted to talk about on the consent agenda. A lot of big expenses, but something that we need to do. The FFA requires that we have this truck for our 139 air service, and so we have to have this, though.
You never, ever hope you, I mean, an airplane crash of any sort, any place, but
correct.
In case something like that happens, you got to be prepared.
You got to be prepared, and the FFA requires that we have this truck, and the one we have is wore out. It's not functioning. Dan Hawkswell or Hartwell has kept it basically running, but it reached the end of its life, and so we need to do something with it. And so we're going to take the old truck and refurbish it. It's much cheaper than buying a brand new truck.
On the regular agenda, update regarding the youth sports complex project. Boy, look out there. I drive past it all the time here on my way to work, and looks like everything's going up pretty quickly.
It is. So, again, if you have not toured the complex and you'd like to, call the city offices, and they'll set up a tour for you to go out, and you can see it. I think it's one thing to drive by and see it, but it's another thing to go out and actually walk through it and see what a wonderful complex it's going to be. I believe they're ready to this spring sometime to lay the turf. That would be exciting. Today, they're having a meeting with an appraiser. How do we appraise the land around the complex? There are residential and commercial. That's where Nate is right now. Today he's in this meeting with the appraiser. So how does the city go about appraising, setting a price for the lots? There's a number of commercial lots and number of residential lots. How do we set a price on those lots? And so that's where he's at today. Basically, we're moving ahead with the water and sewer. We've had great weather. And so they're putting sewer coming, and they'll go across Highway 83 and connect on the west side of Highway 83. And then the water is from Q Street north to the complex. And so they're advancing, getting those things done. So,
wow. Maybe a little ahead of schedule, you think?
I would think, well, they're maybe not ahead of a schedule, but they're not behind. So
right.
We've had some great weather. I mean, great weather to work in. So not been too cold to work outside.
Still shooting for later this summer?
We're looking at, like, for example, the high school softball team being able to use the softball field, the championship softball field, this fall yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at that. So hopefully sometime in the middle of the summer,
right,
be done. So it'd be great.
Very good. Very good. And we're already the council comments last night.
Okay. I'm the only one that had a council comments. As a representative of ACE, the natural gas selection, I just want to remind people that the choice gas selection period is April 2nd through the 22nd again. So it's a 3-week period. April 2nd through the 22nd is the choice gas selection period. If you haven't chosen a supplier, please consider ACE. ACE is one of the 8 suppliers. ACE is the only one that gives back to the city of McCook. Like I said, I'm on the board. This year, we voted to return back to the communities that belong to ACE over $400,000. This is the second year we did it. And this year, McCook is going to get back, as its share of ACE, $19,380.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we got about $20,000. This year, we're about $19,380. We have used those from everything from the skate park to new curtains at the auditorium. We give money to the Chamber of Commerce for advertising for Sarah for the Heritage Days, the Christmas Parade. We gave money to the Freedom Festival this summer for the 4th of July, the fireworks, et cetera. So all of those funds are used for community betterment opportunities. So that was it then. Council comments.
All right. And next meeting's going to be held March the 2nd, right?
Right.
March, you know what March means.
Yeah.
Time for Gene to fill out his bracket.
Yeah.
And baseball.
Yeah.
He thought I was going to say baseball first and fill out brackets second.
Right.
So that's right around the corner. We'll see what Mother Nature has for the month of March for us. if she is going to be putting sunshine at 80 degrees or if she's going to have clouds, cold, and windy conditions in 40.
But, you know, usually in March we get the wet snow.
Oh, we do, yeah.
Which we need right now. Yeah. So we'll take those.
Yep, we will. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Rich. Appreciate it.